This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
R/credit. People who have walked out in the middle of a date. What happened? On the fourth date, she tells me the real reason she changed jobs. She used to be a prison guard and had cancer, so all the medical stuff forced her change of work. Now she works as a nurse. This is important. She tells me in a totally casual way that, because of having cancer, she felt like she needed to let go and be exciting. So she started dating two prisoners that were there. She used to smuggle them in cell phones and other stuff. Asked her how out of pure morbid curiosity, and she tells me women have natural pockets that fit lots of stuff. Then tells me she was caught because someone walked in on them having sex in his cell and the other inmate she was dating got jealous and turned them in. Said the reason she wasn't in jail was because the psychologist testified she was in an altered mental state because of the cancer. She went to the bathroom and I promptly ran like hell. She called me every day for 2 weeks before giving up. We met outside of one of my favorite restaurants. She was texting on her phone, shook my hand, and barely looked up. We get seated all the while still on her phone texting. So I asked her normal date things to only get yes and eventually a hold on a second after my third attempt at striking up any sort of conversation. I asked if everything was okay. I figured after the hold on a second comment something bad might have happened. She responded by saying her friends are a priority. I was kind of taken back. Our waitress walks up right after that, and she cuts her offish greeting us with a huffy finally. Then barks her drink order at her about as rudely as possible, and goes right back to her phone. I asked for water, said excuse me, and got up. After about a minute of silence, I found the waitress, gave her a 20, and said I was leaving and apologized. Quickest date of my life. All in 10 to 15 minutes maximum. I've never met anyone close to that rude on a date in my life. I always tell myself I got all my bad dates in one. Here's to hoping that's true. Met at a cafe. Actually walked toward the wrong dude. Similar haircut, blurry photos. We realized what happened and laughed it off. Told the real dude about it when he showed up, and he was not amused. Strike one, that's hilarious. Got coffee, sat in a nearby public park. He brags about his career in professional gambling, looks surprised I know some basic easy details. Insults his friends. Lets me know ahead of time he parked his car and has to move it. Fair enough, I offer to walk toward it and stand there while he moves around the block. Parking is tough here. Walks me a mile, passing many open parking places, to under an overpass. Still bright out, but this is weird. Car is a large windowless white van in which he reveals he is currently sleeping, because his roommate has exiled him semi-permanently. I don't buy it. It becomes clear he wants me to get in the van to help move it. At this point I'll let him know that I don't think I'm getting in there, but thanks. Quick hug goodbye, leave. He's incredulous. Doesn't push it, drives off. To his credit, he texts later in the day apologizing for creeping me out. I don't do anything expensive for first dates. My go-to is walking around a public lily pad garden, then playing mini golf around the corner. Sometimes, based on the interests in her profile, I'll do something different like going to a museum or the planetarium. I met this great girl and we really hit it off. Based on her profile, I thought she would love the South American exhibit at the local museum. So we went there for our first date. We got banana splits afterwards, and I thought it was a pretty good date. I was looking forward to seeing her again. She had some work stuff, then I had some work stuff, but after like 3 weeks we made it happen. We were going to see a movie and go eat at a little restaurant, but she was 30 minutes late SK. We just went to go eat. She spent the first 10 minutes talking shit about the last guy she dated that took her to a stupid museum, then out for a banana split. She bitched that her last date was too cheap to buy her dinner like a real man. She kept talking and talking and talking. I excused myself from the table, paid for my drink and half the appetizer, and left. Blocked her on the app and phone. Went to dinner and a movie with a female coworker who had been expressing a lot of interest in me. After a very flirtatious dinner, we get to the theater and run into another male coworker, whom she apparently invited. I'm thinking, WTF is this shit? We sit down and she lays her head against my shoulder, holds my hand, so I'm thinking, okay, maybe this is just kind of an odd thing, because she's all over me, so whatever. And then halfway through the movie she switches up and drapes herself over him. I know where some of you might be thinking she was going with this, but I'm very certain she wasn't looking for a three-way. I'm not all that invested in her, so I don't just bail, you know. I paid to see the movie, so fuck it, I'm going to watch it. So the movie ends and we get to the lobby, and she heads to the bathroom, leaving the two of us guys there to wait for her, and I just turn to him, put my hand on his shoulder and tell him, dude, she is all yours, and take my fucking leave. After working there a while, I could see she suffered from princess syndrome, where we were supposed to prostrate ourselves in competition for her affection, and cheapen our value, in order to affirm hers. Nah thanks. I've posted this before, but it's a perfect fit here. One of my co-workers set me up on a blind date with one of their friends. I've never done a blind date before, but my co-worker insisted that we would get along great. I coordinate with them and settle on going to a local outdoor mall to grab some lunch and then go to a candy making class later. I like dates to involve some sort of craft. It gives us a chance to talk more and is more memorable, or at least I think it is. Come the day of the date, I show up early, like about 15 minutes early at least. My date is already there, so I go up and introduce myself. We chat for a bit and eventually I suggest we go inside the restaurant and grab lunch. She informs me that she already ate, and she'd rather keep going than wait any longer. Okay, I guess she was just really hungry, wit, but I can forgive slash understand that. So she wants to look at this store that just opened on the other side of the shopping center. So we get in my car. The shopping center is actually quite large, a few miles from one end to the other. While driving there, she keeps complimenting how nice my car is and keeps asking what type of job I have, implying I make big bucks. I should also note that this is the first time she put away her phone. I'm already checking out from this date. Eventually we wind up in a department store where she starts trying on clothes. She comes out and asks me what I think of the blouse she just tried on. I tell her I think it looks good on her and fits her well. She says I should buy it for her if it looks that good on her. I laugh, good joke. No way she's asking a guy she just met in the past 30 minutes to buy her a blouse with a three-figure price tag. Oh wait, she's crying and screaming now. Apparently she's tired of men leading her on, telling her she's pretty, but not putting their money where their mouth is. As soon as she said that, it all clicked, and I knew what was going on. I asked her to calm down, and told her that, although I thought the blouse was pretty, I didn't think the cut fit her figure well enough, nor did the color complement her eyes, so I didn't want to buy it. I asked her to go back inside and change into her clothes so that we could go look at something that was better, then I would buy it. She calmed down and went back inside. I apologized to the store clerk, then walked out and drove away, leaving her over a mile away from her car. I'm a person, not a bank. Oh man. My friend wanted me to have a date to homecoming, so she set up a blind date with her brother's friend. This guy shows up wearing a Canadian tuxedo and leather wristbands. I was like, oh no, this won't be good. I gave him the benefit of the doubt though. We got into his car and I asked him where he was planning on going to college. He said that he was planning to go out of state, but now that we were together he would stay home. Oh shit, I'm stuck in the car with a crazy. We get to the movie theater and he says he will wear his nice black jeans to homecoming, and I said I was just going to go with friends. He got visibly pissed off but once we were in the theater, would not stop talking the whole time about how amazing I am. I said I felt ill, got up and left, and walked the 2 miles home. He non-stop called me for months and a couple times I saw his car outside my place. Later found out that he had a shrine in his house with Barbies, thought they looked like me, and the movie Sweet Home Alabama, the movie we went to. So creepy. Mine was just super uncomfortable after a few days of texting on Tinder. We met up for dinner and the whole time he kept talking about how he's always wanted to fuck a black girl. Fun fact, I'm not black, just brown skin, and how I'm the first one to actually agree to go on a date with him. He fetishized, SP, black women the entire time, and it was super weird. I really loved the restaurant though, so I toughed it out. I went up to the bathroom and talked to my waitress about paying my half of the tab, and I walked out without looking back. He sent me a slew of really mean racist texts after, so obviously I made the right choice getting the fuck out to there. The only other time I walked out was about a year ago. I went out with a super hot guy. It was just supposed to be for an easy lay, but we met for drinks to make sure there was a connection. On the date he told me how he doesn't really take no for an answer, and how all women has a rape fantasy, so he loves being forceful until they submit to him. It was honestly terrifying hearing how proud he was of this. I lied to him and said I was dominant and not interested in sleeping with dominant men. He literally said, "I love forcing women like you the most to show you your place." I got up to the restroom and got the fuck out as soon as possible. I reported him on Bumble and he got removed from the app, but holy shit was he terrifying. I have no idea if he actually has raped anyone, but I wouldn't be surprised tbh. I was going through a dry spell. My friend's sister-in-law, whom I've never met, asked my friend if she could set up a date with her co-worker and myself. Generally don't like blind dates, but I was feeling unusually optimistic and agreed. I arranged for lunch on a Saturday. I figured if we hit it off we could find something else to do. If not, at least I would get a nice meal. We meet at the restaurant. She's not my type, but I'm here, so I'll try to make the best of it. Conversation is like pulling teeth. Every question I ask is responded with short sentences that really doesn't allow me to go anywhere with or yes/no responses. Do you live nearby? You have downtown, uptown, down, by the ferry? No. What are you near? I'm near work and workers. I started at a bank. It's lunch, so we are drinking sodas, so that's not helping either. At least the food is good. Midway through the meal, she gets up, explains she has a work thing/team building thing she has to attend to, and just leaves. No waiting for the check. No, nice to meet you, we should do this again. You are a nice guy, but. She just leaves. I'm more puzzled than insulted. I call up my friend, reach out to his sister-in-law, and ask her how she knew my date, and why she thought we might be a good match. Turns out the girl just started working as a temp in her office and we were the same nationality. The kicker is the woman reaches out to me 2 weeks later. She enjoyed meeting me. She was disappointed that I never followed up and was wondering why I never followed through and called again. Okay, sure. Maybe I misread things. It would explain why I'm still single. Fine. Let's try again. And it's the same thing. It was a third date with a girl. We had had our second date earlier that morning, brunch and watching European soccer at an Irish pub. She invites me to go out drinking with some of her friends that night, and I agree. When I get there, I see her and one of her male friends at the bar. This guy kind of has his hand halfway on her back, which I thought was weird, but maybe they were just close friends. I'm behind them, so I sit at a table thinking they'll see me and turn around once they get their drinks. Instead, they slide off to the right and head through the doors next to the bar to the outdoor area. I go up to the bar and get a drink and follow them. When I get to their friend circle, the girl barely even acknowledges me when she sees me, which I thought was both strange and quite rude. Eventually the conversation gets going, and I'm meeting her friends. I look over, and this dude had his arm around her shoulders. At this point, I pretty much realize what's going on, but I roll with it just in case I'm wrong. We move inside, and she talks to me a little bit more. She's basically alternating between me and this other guy, and she's visibly quite drunk. Eventually we are sitting at the bar. She's talking to me, and casually getting close enough that our arms are rubbing together. I thought I might have misjudged the situation, and that we were back on track. Pretty much as soon as there's a break in our conversation, she turns to her other shit and starts talking to this guy while I'm watching some hockey game on TV. A few moments later I turn back and see her full on making out with this guy at the bar, and he's got his hand down the back of her pants groping her ass right in the middle of the bar. Incredulous at what I'm seeing, I sort of laugh it off, update my friends I've been live texting this train wreck of a date, finish my beer, and walk out without a word to anyone. The next morning she texts me and apologizes for her behavior, but I don't respond back. Little different here. Had lunch with a beautiful girl I'd had a crush on for a while. We were talking and hitting it off, but my phone rang. I went to silence it, and she said, "You can get it, it's okay. Stuff happens." I answered the phone, and it was one of my co-workers who was dropping something important off to one of our biggest clients and he couldn't find their job site. I just started giving him really clear directions. I enunciated everything as clearly as possible, gave local landmarks as guides, I even used the phonetic alphabet when I gave him the address, hit all the consonants really hard when saying numbers, etc. Very clear directions. When I hung the phone up, she was literally biting her lip and playing with her hair. I raised an eyebrow and kinda laughed, cause I didn't know WTF was going on. That was the hottest thing I've ever seen. I don't know why. We paid for food and left before it arrived. Met her online and she wanted to go fishing. Yes, I know, kinda redneck. No, I wasn't gonna Scott Peterson her while we were on the way to my dad's place where I kept my boat. I lived in her apartment in a shitty part of town. We started talking and we started to hit it off fairly well. Now fast forward to picking up my boat. My dad was there and helped me hook it up. After me and the girl got out, my dad's eyes went wide, but he acted normal and said him to her. But he then took out his phone and started typing something on his phone. After a few minutes I received a text from my dad, who has been a cop here for almost 25 years, to take her home fake I'm sick, and he is gonna follow me there. He will explain later. So trusting him, I start faking terrible stomach cramps and asked her if we could reschedule because I wasn't feeling well. We drive back to her place with my dad following to make sure we made it, since I was sick. After I drop her off, my dad walks over to my truck and explained that this girl has faked three different guys trying to kidnap her after meeting them online in the past 6 months. They found out because she admitted to her dad, who was also a cop, she only did this because she wanted to have fun. I'm a teacher at a school with a large percentage of students that come from low-income families. Great people, wonderful parents that care and want the best for their kids, but a lot work multiple jobs to keep food on the table. It isn't in the best part of town, but my kids work their butts off for me, which is really all I can ask. My kids mean the world to me. So I went on a date after coming out of a long-term relationship. We went to one of my favorite bars that has really great food. First, he made a lot of extraneous noises when he ate. A lot of MMMMMS going on. Okay, fine, I can deal with it for one date. Then we started talking about work. I talk about my students because they take up a lot of my life and I love them to death. He asks where I work. I told him where and he grimaced. I asked what that face was for. He paused briefly and said, "I don't know why someone as pretty and educated as you would want to work at a ghetto black school." I grabbed $20 out of my wallet, which was more than enough for my bill and the tip, put it on the table, and walked out the door. First boyfriend. Typical on and off relationship from 15 to 28. During an on time, he asked me to dinner at a restaurant downtown. I lived a good 45 minutes from downtown, and would also have to pick him up. Agreed to the dinner date, but had an odd, nagging suspicion that he was going to dump me. I did not need a hour and a half car ride to be dumped. Proactively told him, hey, if you're going to break up with me, please just do it now. Don't break up with me in a restaurant. He swears he isn't going to dump me. Bad feeling still lingering, I make the 20 minute drive to pick him up. Arrive to find him working on his car, not at all ready. Awkwardly sit in his parents' living room while he showers and gets himself pretty. Get to the restaurant, place our orders. Shortly before the food comes, he launches into a breakup speech. I'm astounded and in shock. I look at my plate, stand up and walk out, stranding him downtown, while he yells that I'm his ride. He absolutely refused to acknowledge my presence, except for when he said hi. This was back in OKCupid days, about 8 years ago now. We met at a local cafe, he seemed nice. We sat down at a table that had booths on one side and two tables on the other. I slid into the booth, and he sat down on the table diagonal to me, so I had to lean across the entire time. He did not acknowledge this, sat looking straight forward, and talked to the wall behind me. He didn't look at me again during the entire date. I originally expected the date to last for 30 minutes, but I didn't want to be rude and end it abruptly. It lasted for 2 hours. He was rude to our waitress, yelling at her because the coffee was cold, but it had been sitting under shade in front of him for 40 minutes. He was rude to me, played devil's advocate the entire time, or would make personal jokes slash attacks, and finally, he'd finish sentences by cracking a joke followed by a boomtish sound and turn to look in the opposite direction, as if he was talking to a studio audience. I finally pretended my phone was ringing, and that I had to go. I didn't come up with an explanation. I just walked out. I felt really bad about it, and sent him an apology text after, but man, that guy was nuts. So my friend asked me to be his date to an army ball. I agreed and went all out getting dressed up. I walk over to his barracks and he's plastered. Not that unusual, our friendship revolved around drinking, but I'm driving us, so I can't pre-game too. Less acceptable was, when I got there I found out I was one of two girls he invited to this shindig. She was also a friend though, so whatever. I felt bad for her, because he hadn't told her it was formal, so she is wearing a jean skirt and a t-shirt. So we all pile in my car and head out. We get there, and he continues to drink himself into oblivion. I started trying to take his drinks from him, while he wasn't paying attention, but he keeps getting new ones somehow. So there he is being a drunk asshole doing his best impression of a social butterfly, if social butterflies had no tact, and hung on everyone, while spilling their drink and we finally get our turn, to go to the buffet. Thank goodness he had invited another girl, so I had someone to talk to even if she was embarrassed by how underdressed she was. Shortly after we had gotten our turn to go to the buffet, one of his coworkers at our table asked me why I wasn't making him a plate of food in an accusatory tone, as if I'm supposed to be babysitting this man who had invited two girls on the same date then ignored us while he drank his weight in alcohol. After we finished eating, the other girl and I left and went back to the barracks. For those wondering if it was supposed to be a date or not, since he invited two of us, yes it was. He spent the entire time we were stationed together trying to get me to date him. He bought me the first and only diamond necklace I've ever owned. We were good friends and he always made jokes about marrying me. At one point his best friend joined in on trying to get me to date him by saying I should sleep with him because he was scurrily in the sack. I wasn't into him though, and any chance he may have had was blown after that night. Happened to me just the other week. Had plans to meet up Friday night with this guy. Everything seemed good. We had been chatting, and there was mutual chemistry. We decided Thursday, since we both were sitting home doing nothing, to meet a day early. Thursday we go out, grab some drinks, flirt, kiss. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed myself. We decide to keep our plans for the next night. Fast forward to the next night. I work until 8:30, so as soon as I can I leave work, rush home, quickly change and throw some makeup on, and head over to the bar we were meeting at. I get there on time and head in to use the restroom. In the meantime, he calls me to tell me he'll be a few minutes late because he can't find the restaurant and he's yelling how could I have picked this place, we should have went to another establishment. First warning. After asking him where he was and realizing he was right across the street, I instruct him on how to find the bar. Insert eye rolling here. He finally pulls into the parking lot and gets out of his car. He's wearing sweat pants and looks like he just rolled out of bed. Second warning. He starts walking over to me and is stumbling. First thing he says to me is that he's shit-faced. Third warning. At this point I'm annoyed and don't want to be there. I take a deep breath and we enter the restaurant. We sit down and he orders a rum and coke and cheese fries and I order a water. We get to chatting. I make a comment and he leans over acting like he's going to smack me in the face. I look at him shocked, like don't touch me. I tell him, that made me uncomfortable and feel weird. My ex-husband hit me before, and is one of the reasons we aren't together anymore. He then made a comment about me getting on his level. I said I couldn't drink a lot, I had to drive home. He looked at me, and said what do you mean drive home? I laughed it off, and said I can't get drunk, I have to drive home. This is when everything turned from terrible to even more terrible. He literally gets angry with me that I'm not coming back to his place with him, and he tells me, but I charged my other controller for you, I'm cool. I tell him I don't know where he got the impression I would be coming back to his place, but I don't even know him. It's not happening. He then tells me I didn't text him enough today, and that I took too long to reply earlier. It was 1 hour 15 minutes, but doesn't matter how long I take to reply him, he's just clingy. He then called me boring for ordering water, and told me, if I wasn't drinking points to door. I looked at him, and said don't have to tell me twice, put my jacket on and left. He was a real peach lol. Ugh. The entire encounter lasted maybe 15 minutes. Maybe. I worked with this woman who was awesome, but definitely crazy, and also a very attractive cougar slash MILF type. She had a daughter my age she was always talking about, and wanting to hook me up with. This was in the early days of camera phones, and before social media, so she talked about her daughter for a few weeks, before I saw a picture. The girl was a total knockout. Gorgeous. So I had this nice date planned at a little small plate place with some mini golf afterward, and then there was going to be a fireworks display over a lake at this nice park nearby. It was actually a pretty awesome date setup. I picked this girl up at like 6:30 PM, and from minute one it was obvious our personalities were just 180 degrees apart. I'm not trying to knock on her, because she was very smart, nice, and attractive, but just exceedingly, stupendously dull. She didn't have any interests, hobbies, friends, ambitions. From what I gathered, she was just kind of meandering through nursing school. She wasn't rude, and didn't seem at all put off by me or anything. It wasn't that she didn't seem interested in me, she just didn't seem interested in anything, period. I'm a very social person, and can usually get people to open up to me. I usually talk 30% and listen 70% kind of thing. Our whole interaction was like pulling teeth. Every question was a dead end and the conversation would stall out. I'm even comfortable with silence, but this was excruciating. So we are mostly through a light dinner and a drink apiece, and my buddies start texting me wanting me to come out. They're pre-gaming at some bar where a huge bachelorette party is tearing the place up, and it's too good to miss. I just said, listen, XXX, I'm not trying to be rude or upset you, but it doesn't feel like we have a lot of chemistry here, and I don't want to put you through a whole evening of activities if you're not really into this. So if you're having a nice time, I'm happy to continue on, but if not, you can just tell me, and I won't be upset. Long story short, I dropped her off at her apartment, went out and got wrecked with my friends, hooked up with some chick from this bachelorette party, and never thought much about it again. A few months later, this girl from the bad date called me out of the blue. She had been on some meds that really sapped her energy and made her kind of despondent and didn't want to tell me about it at the time. Apparently I was the only person she had ever been on a date with who had the confidence to do what I did, which she both respected and found attractive. She thought it was nice that I didn't push her into an adventure-packed evening of social awkwardness. We went out a few more times, and it was a lot more fun, but it indeed turned out there just wasn't much chemistry between us, so we parted ways amicably. And yes, I did finally get to see her naked, and it was awesome, but her personality in bed was about the same as in the rest of her life. Last I knew, she is doing well, and damn, she is still fine as hell. Too bad that one didn't pan out a little better. Some people just have their own thing, I guess. Thank you so much for watching the whole video. Please leave a like and subscribe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.